Good evening. This is Shobhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Swachhata Hi Seva Abhijan 2024 started today and will culminate on 2nd October. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhata, Sanskar Swachhata. As a part of the nationwide campaign, Chief Minister Pema Khandu flagged off a 4-kilometer walkathon from DN Government College to Dorji Khandu Convention Center in Itanagar. Mr. Khandu later in a social media post said that he hopes the beginning of fortnight-long campaign will reinforce Mahatma Gandhi's vision of a clean India, a vision strongly advocated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Khandu also appealed the people to strive to make cleanliness not just a mission but a way of life. He also urged all to embody PM Modi's vision for a cleaner swabhav, behavior and sanskar culture. Similarly, the campaign was also launched in Tawang, Upper Subansiri and K.E. Paniya districts. In East Siang district, a Swachhata Vahan of Pasighat Municipal Council meant for awareness campaign was flagged off by MLA Tapi Darang. Moreover, Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta inspected the offices and branches of AP Civil Secretariat Itanagar today. He also appealed the departmental heads and office staff to maintain cleanliness in their workspaces. Education Minister P.D. Sona today inaugurated the state-of-the-art new school building of Government High Secondary School, Mebo Rumdum, under Mebo Subdivision. Earlier today, Mr. Sona chaired a coordination meeting to review the follow-up action on the Itanagar Chintan Shivir at the IGJ High Secondary School in Pasighat. Speaking on the efforts of the government to identify infrastructure gaps in education sector, the minister said that good school infrastructure would create suitable academic ambience for students and urged all to maintain the school assets. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the 8th India Water Week at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, the president stressed the need to initiate a people's movement to achieve the goals of water conservation, improved management, development and distribution. The president also emphasized the importance of united efforts to tackle the pressing issue of water conservation and sustainability. Indian Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya on Tuesday chaired the second formal meeting of the COP9 Bureau and the third meeting of the Fund's Approval Committee under the UNESCO International Convention Against Doping in Sports in New Delhi. In his opening remarks, Dr. Mandaviya highlighted India's commitment to play a leading role in global anti-doping efforts. He emphasized the critical role of international cooperation in safeguarding the integrity of sports for future generations. The Ministry of Women and Child Development is celebrating the 7th Rashtriya Poshan Maah, a month-long event aimed at improving ground-level nutrition outcomes and encouraging behavioral changes. This year's theme includes complementary feeding, a critical aspect of infant nutrition. Till now, 7th Rashtriya Poshan Maah has witnessed remarkable participation across the country, with 756 districts from 35 states, UTs, actively engaging in awareness drives and nutrition-focused sensitization activities. The government has authorized the Staff Selection Commission, SSC, to perform Aadhaar authentication on voluntary basis for establishing the identity of candidates during the various stages of examination. In a gazette notification, the Ministry of Personnel has asked SSC to adhere all relevant provisions of the Act, rules and regulations made by the Unique Identification Authority of India. Manish Kumar Gupta took over as the new State Chief Secretary on Monday and held an introductory coordination meeting with Principal Secretaries, Commissioners and Secretaries of various state government departments at CS Conference Hall in Itanagar. The Chief Secretary sought information on various ongoing policies and programs in the state. The new Chief Secretary will also undertake tours in districts to assess ground realities of the ongoing projects and issues concerning the people. The Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh BMS Arunachal Pradesh held a mass rally at Itanagar, joining the nationwide mass rally by Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh today. The BMS has demanded declaration of 17th September as National Labour Day on the occasion of Vishwakarma Jayanti. Pertaining to this, state unit BMS also submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.